That's usually when you come in.
And Sage.
Yeah. Try now.
Hi.
Okay. Do you hear a tiny squeaking voice in your microphone, in your headphones?
Yeah.
Do you hear that?
I don't.
Okay, that... I'm not just imagining that, right?
Hey, Sage. When you talk, put your mouth right next to the microphone.
Okay.
Closer. Closer.
She's really weird about this. Trust me, it gets annoying.
The reason no, she is. I'm weird about it. The reason I'm weird about it is because
you're annoying.
You want people to hear you. Like if you're like this, believe it or not, like people really can't hear you.
Except
especially
that's not what she was doing.
Now it's what you're doing.
Now it's what I'm doing.
Yeah, very nice. Good demonstration of what not to do, Loretta. Yeah.
Anyone want to say something? Any input?
So, what's new, Sage?
Nothing, really.
Nothing. What'd you do at school today? Nothing. Did you do anything at school today?
I worked.
Yeah?
I schooled.
You schooled?
I took a test.
What test?
Science.
I can't... I can't hear you, Sage.
I can hear myself.
I can hear you. Maybe we need to turn your headphones up. Because I can hear her just fine. I think, yeah, your headphones need to be turned up.
I just think that when you talk, like, see how my mouth is really close to the microphone when you people
and
hear you?
She couldn't hear the little voice either.
Yeah, I heard little chipmunk voices. They were singing.
Yeah, exactly. It was like the Alvin and the Chipmunks voice.
Really? Are you sure it's not that Flo Rida song?
We're positive.
Yeah.
Who's sure. Crying now? Who? What's that one called?
I Cry. Who's Crying Now?
Yeah.
Who's... where do you even get that from?
Oh, don't... You don't even want to know. Because...
Yeah, I probably don't.
Because I have a storehouse of like 800 zillion song titles in my head. That's why.
Like Dad with Phoebe's Closet? No, Phoebe's Locker. My, me and my dad, we, go to this store called, Plato's Closet in Albany, and, well, one day he said, hey, Loretta, you want to go to Phoebe's Locker today? And after about half an hour of trying to figure out what he meant by that, we established that he was trying to say Plato's Closet. And I have no idea where he got Phoebe or Locker from, but it happened. Very strangely.
The only difference is I was kind of making fun of Flo Rida when I called it Who's Crying Now.
Sawyer, Chevrolet, and Catskill. Did you not just hear that?
I heard it.
Don't be commercial.
Mom, it's coming in my headphones.
Sawyer, Chevrolet, is that where we went to drive
the Camaro?
Yeah. Tell people about that.
Me and my mom test drove a Camaro.
There's definitely something on in the background.
Yeah.
And actually, remember the guy at the Chevrolet place?
Yeah, he was awesome.
He was awesome, and he had a band. And I was like, yeah, you ought to, like, you know, come play on WGXC. He was like, really? There's a radio? Like, he didn't even know about WGXC. Remember?
Mom, he's a car dealer. I don't think he scans the stations for community radio stations.
He should. Everybody should. Everybody should know about WGXC.
Not everyone is as weird as us. You have to be weird to be on this station, remember?
That's pretty true.
You can't be normal.
That's true. I don't think you can't be normal. I think just in terms of statistics, there's very few, like, quote-unquote normal people on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's the same with commercial radio? Like, do you think Chrissy's normal?
No.
What about Brian? Definitely not. What about Marissa?
Who?
Marissa in the afternoon.
I don't even know those people.
Sure you do. You listen to them all the time.
I know who she is. Just saying.
Please explain.
She's a radio host.
Nobody can hear you, Sage.
I can hear myself.
I can.
But
Loretta,
you're
can
not
hear me.
Talking into the microphone. Okay,
well,
that's it.
You
that's
have
the
an
last
ear
time
problem.
I'm going to say anything.
You have an ear problem.
Shh. Okay.
Sage, go on.
I'm done.
Okay. Oh, no, come on. I won't say it. I won't yell at you anymore. I promise.
There was nothing else to say. I said I know who she was talking about.
Okay, so Sage, I'm just going to tell you, there's a quote from a show I like called Supernatural on my screen, which was deeply confusing you, I think. So you kind of have to watch the show to get it. So he's, so there's this character, Dean, and he's being interviewed by the police, and so he's on video camera, and he looks at the camera, says, "My name is Dean Winchester. I'm an Aquarius. I enjoy sunsets and long walks on the beach, and I did not kill anyone." And it doesn't say I didn't kill anyone there, but yeah.
Those guys are definitely not normal.
They fight monsters.
The Supernatural guys.
We don't pick it up.
You said Caroline was calling in.
Yeah, that I know. It's probably her.
Could be. You want me to answer it? It's too late. Wait.
I think that's her.
They got it already. So I was saying a little while ago, not to change the subject from Supernatural. Are you done talking about Supernatural, Loretta?
Yeah, I just didn't want Sage to think I was too weird. I mean, I am, but, you know, I didn't want her to think that.
Okay. Well, I was going to say you guys should talk about the fire, because that was pretty big news in our neck of the woods. Hey, I think it's Caroline on the phone.
All right. I'll
play a song. Okay. Play a song.
That's not it. Wait. That's still not it.
Okay, so Caroline, just stay on the line. Loretta's loading up a song.
Here's No One by Alicia Keys.
Is this not Girl on Fire?
No.
It's No One by
Mom,
Alicia Keys.
I just said it's No One by Alicia Keys. That usually means it's not Girl on Fire.
I think you have to turn it on. The red button at the bottom.
Oh, yeah, that could help. No One.
You and me
No One by Alicia Keys. Caroline, you're on.
I am on. I know. What was that?
I don't know. What's up with you? I heard your sister's yelling in the background, right?
Oh, that's right. I have a sister.
I paused that. How just dare for the it. Record.
What is Carol? What is going on at her house?
Oh, my little sister's on the bus, and we have to go
to the bus driver. Yoo-hoo! Caroline!
Mom, we can hear her.
We can hear her.
She can't hear us. I'm trying to get her attention.
Well, my little brother and sister's the bus driver.
It's like we're eavesdropping into Caroline's house.
Caroline, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Hi, Caroline.
Yeah.
What's going on?
My brother and sister just got home from school.
Okay.
Caroline, can you say something again?
What?
She's not loud enough.
Ask her if she can talk into the phone.
I'm seriously tempted just to turn your mic down.
I know, you handle the show, Loretta. You run the show.
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead.
Got it. You're blue? Okay. So, Caroline, we can't really hear you on the radio.
Okay.
That's better.
Okay. Better.
So, did anything happen today at school? Did you get any good grades or...
Wow.
I don't know. Just making a conversation.
No, I kind of just have the same day as you. I kind of just, like, every morning, like, now, for, like, the past week now, whenever I go into school, I get a headache. So, just the rest of
Yeah, if you heard Sage's little noise, I guess, she balanced a pen on the microphone, and I knocked it off.
Smart.
Yeah. Sage, just for the record, you can't expect to do that and then show me and not expect me to knock it over.
Don't look at it, then.
The other day, my sister was, like, putting her feet on my head to, like, them off of my feet, and she fell on them really hard, and, like, she, like, started screaming. I'm like, hey, you're the one who put your feet on my thing. Like,
who, Molly?
Molly or Nora?
Molly.
Of course.
Didn't she throw, like, a hissy fit when she wasn't allowed to watch her Justin Bieber thing? Hello?
Hey, you remember at my birthday party when she had that temper tantrum because my mom wouldn't let her go in the pool?
Yep.
That was funny.
Why didn't your mom let her go in the pool again?
Because she didn't want her bothering us.
She, like, destroyed the living room.
Oh, right. Yeah, she was like...
And we were scared that she was going to destroy the cake.
Oh, right. She wanted your head, right?
What? Yeah, she wanted my head, but I ate the head.
Yeah, it was a picture of Caroline in the pool on her birthday cake.
Well,
and
it wasn't my actual head. It was, like, well, rounded.
Yeah, I think we got that, Caroline.
Oh. Well, it wasn't, like, an actual picture. Like, one of the pictures you could see.
Yeah, it was, like, frosted. But Molly really wanted to eat it. And so did Caroline. So, Caroline.
I'm so nice to her. Sage, you haven't talked. You need to talk.
She's been very quiet, actually.
I know, it's not like Sage.
Yeah.
Hi.
What's the matter with Sage?
I don't know.
I have a country.
What?
I have a country.
You have a country?
Yes.
Explain what that means.
In French, we had to make a country, and I made a country. It's called La La Land.
You go there every day.
You do too, Sage.
So and my
Justin Bieber and One Direction are usually involved, right?
Mm-hmm. All the way.
What?
All the way. Justin Bieber, One Direction.
Sage.
What?
Nobody...
I don't have a microphone, so it doesn't matter.
Talking to the mic, Mom.
Yeah, nobody can hear anybody. You guys, nobody. I promise you that people listening to the radio can't hear Caroline or Sage.
Then people listening to the radio will turn up their radio volume, because I can hear Sage just fine, and I can hear Caroline.
You can hear Sage because you're in a room with her, and you can hear Caroline.
I can hear her through my my headphones. I can hear you through my microphone. Why can I hear Caroline?
Caroline.
Yeah. Say you called her.
Oh. Because you said you couldn't hear her.
No, my mom said I couldn't hear her. My mom said that there was a reason I could hear her. And I was just wondering what that was. Please stop breaking the pen.
I'm working in a binder. I hear my binder like clipping, and that was me throwing away garbage.
That's nice.
So classy.
Yeah. So I think we should play a song.
Okay.
Thanks for being on, Caroline.
What?
Thanks for being on.
You're welcome.
Okay then.
Bye bye.
Bye. Okay. That was Caroline. Here's Two by Linka. At some point. Thank you for those lovely coughs, Sage. That was Two by Linka. I have no idea what's playing on my headphones right now.
Do you hear that?
No. I'm guessing she doesn't.
I don't have a microphone. Oh my god, I have a microphone.
Mm-hmm. You gave her a microphone.
Yeah, I did.
I don't hear that in my headphones. That's the answer to the question. But when I use those headphones, Loretta, when I do my regular show and I use those headphones, I always hear it. I always hear a weird sound in my headphones.
That's nice, Sage.
What was that?
That was Sage.
I'm making a helicopter noise.
Right.
Let's all do it.
I can't do it now.
This is like the worst show in a long time.
Yeah, it is.
This is pretty bad.
Guys, no helicopter noises. Come on.
How about wind?
Mom.
You used to do that all the time. That was your trademark. Back when you were 11.
That was almost 2 years ago.
Is it time to go yet? It's almost time to go.
All right. Sage gave me a dare. And that if I'm following up on it, she has to. So we're going to sing I'm Yours by Jason Mraz, right?
With the music.
With the music. Ready, Sage?
You have to play the music.
It's playing at some point. Oh, come on. That is such a mood killer. Come on.
I was dying to hear this. I turned my phone off. Go ahead.
We have to start over now.
Oh, thanks a ton, Mom.
Well, you done me in your bed, I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. And now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool down run out, I'll be giving it my bestest. And nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find love, 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 love. Listen to the music of the moment, people dance and sing. We're just one big family, and it's our God-forsaken right to be loved, love, 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 loved. So why won't it's a heartache, no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. There's no need to complicate. Our time is short. This is our fate. I'm yours. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Do you want to come on? Scooch on over closer, dear. And I will nibble your ear. So then, whoa, 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 whoa. I've been spending way too long checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass. And so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I've been saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue. So I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find that the sky is your horse.
And you thought I wouldn't do the dare.